Coming home to yourself. When the holidays lift your inner floorboards. December has a way of touching the places in us that stay quiet the rest of the year. We tell ourselves we're preparing for gatherings, travel, meals, logistics, expectations. But what we're really preparing for is the annual return to the deeper layers of ourselves. December doesn't just bring holidays, it brings contact. Contact with old sensations, old roles, old questions, old truths that were never fully metabolized, old versions of us waiting for another chance to be seen. It presses gently on the nervous system the way a knowing hand can find tension you didn't realize you were carrying. It doesn't destabilize you, it reveals you the way only this season can. It's not weakness, it's not regression, it's not quote-unquote holiday stress. It's your biology, your memory, and your electrical self all coming online at the same time. The holidays don't destabilize you, they reveal you, the parts of you you've outrun, outgrown, forgotten, or conveniently tucked away. And because December runs on memory, ritual, darkness, light, endings, beginnings, and emotional compression, it becomes the annual moment when your whole system surfaces. We think we're reacting to family, pressure, travel, conversations, grief, loneliness, old dynamics, expectations, perfection, unresolved history. But what's really happening is more universal and more human. The holidays activate all your bodies at once, and that is why it feels like so much. When the holiday season stirs your system, you're not reacting as one unified self. You're reacting through three layers of you, three bodies that have been with you your entire life, each waking up for their own reasons, each trying to keep you safe in the only way they know how. This is when the holidays feel bigger than the moment you're in. You don't step into the holidays as one person. You arrive as a chorus of three bodies. You feel them before you can name them. So let's name them. Number one is the physical body, the archive. Your physical body is your first responder. It reacts before your mind can explain anything. It is the storage system of your nervous system. It keeps score through muscle tension, breath patterns, and micro postures. It doesn't recall scenes. It recalls the physiological state you were in when those scenes happened. Tight belly would be vigilance. Lifted shoulders for protection. Braced sternum for impact absorption. Shallow breath for threat anticipation. Accelerated heart rate for mobilization. These patterns activate long before your conscious mind forms an interpretation. Your physical layer reacts first because it learned first. It responds to patterns, not logic. To history, not narrative. Number two is the somatic body, the movie room, if you will. This is the layer of emotional memory, the one that keeps the old films. Not the big dramatic scenes, but the micro moments that shaped your emotional reflexes. A look, a pause, a silence, a tone, a sigh, an unfinished sentence. And the childhood roles you didn't choose. The peacemaker, the achiever, the caretaker, the invisible one, the good one, the difficult one, the responsible one, the one who stayed quiet, the one who stayed strong. The somatic layer replays these scenes automatically. That's why a single comment can make you feel 10 again. That's why the hooks of guilt still find you. That's why unsolicited advice hits harder than it should. That's why the same argument reappears in a new context. Your somatic body isn't trying to hurt you. It's trying to protect you the way it learned to protect you back then. And lastly is the electrical body, the heart field. Then there is this third layer, the one that doesn't speak in memory or muscle, but in signal. Your electrical body is the part of you made of charge, the ions flowing in and out of every cell, the neurons flashing like tiny lightning strikes, the salt water inside you acting as a living battery, the fascia carrying current like a conductive web, the hydration inside you vibrating with every shift in emotion. You are not just a physical being. You are a charged being. This electrical layer creates a field around you, a measurable electromagnetic pattern that shifts with your emotional state, your breathing, and your level of coherence. This is your heart field. You've felt it your whole life. The way certain people soften a room, the way others make your chest tighten, the sensation of being met, the sensation of being misunderstood, the pull towards someone who feels safe, and the recoil from someone whose field is chaotic. The heart field is your resonance pattern, the frequency your nervous system broadcasts and the frequency it listens through. And December stirs this field like wind moving across water. It flickers, it widens, it sharpens, and it remembers. You feel it in moments of tenderness or homesick, grief, sudden clarity, longing, nostalgia, courage, boundary setting, or resonance. December wakes the electrical body because it is a month built on thresholds, endings and beginnings, darkness and light, memory and possibility, past and present sitting close enough to touch. And this electrical layer pulls forward the last version of you who lived in full coherence. That is the 10-year-old self. The one who felt the world directly through sensation, not performance. The one whose root chakra had just finished anchoring, quietly establishing your lifelong base note of safety, intuition, and belonging. December doesn't destabilize these layers. It summons them. Every holiday season, your three bodies, physical, somatic, and electrical, rise together like a coordinated signal. Not to overwhelm you, but to invite you to disentangle the places where you've drifted away from your own alignment. This isn't just psychological, it's also physics. You were built for coherence, for the state where your inner system begins vibrating in resonance again, where energy, structure, and information stop competing and start moving in phase. Coherence isn't calmness or perfection. It's the opposite of fragmentation. It's what happens when your body is no longer bracing. Your emotions are allowed to move. Your truth stops being edited. Your energy stops scattering. And nothing inside you has to pretend anymore. Coherence is harmony. It's the physics of belonging, the natural pull toward internal and relational resonance. And your nervous system will keep tugging on the same threads every December until you answer that pull. So the question becomes, When your three bodies gather themselves like this, will you walk toward coherence or walk past the doorway they've opened for you? The holidays aren't a regression. They're an annual coherence check, a built-in invitation to come back into alignment with your truth, your body, and your original blueprint. And that's where we go next. The Holiday Field Guide: How to Stay Yourself Inside Rooms That Once Shaped You. These aren't coping strategies, they're remembering tools. Each one stabilizes one of your three bodies and slowly brings them back into coherence. When the physical body reacts, follow the somatic drop with curiosity. Before thought or emotion, your physical body speaks. Breath jumps to the throat. Belly tightens. Shoulders lift. Chest hardens. Temperature shifts. Grounding disappears. Don't override it. This is recognition, not weakness. Pause and ask, "My body is remembering something. What is it? And what is it trying to tell me?" Curiosity transforms this emotional and physiological reaction to an information-gathering exercise. Your physical body becomes an ally instead of a threat. When the somatic body replays old movies, stay in truth, not reaction. Holiday rooms have predictable emotional hooks: unsolicited advice, guilt loops, triangulation, role reminders, comparison, martyrdom, emotional caretaking, hierarchy signals. These hooks aren't about you. They're echoes of someone else's unprocessed backlog. Soft power doesn't mean avoiding the hook. It means not letting the hook define who you become. When you feel pulled, find your feet. Spread your toes. Notice the floor. Inhale slowly. Exhale even slower. Feel your spine lengthening. Let your shoulders drop one more degree. Then ask, "What is the truest, smallest, cleanest response that lets me stay myself?" Truth steadies and aligns your inner and outer electrical fields. Reaction collapses all three bodies into the old movie, and static becomes your remittance. When you're time-traveled, return through breath, posture, and presence. If you suddenly feel too young, too responsible, too ashamed, too overwhelmed, too invisible, you've been time-traveled. Your somatic body just pulled an earlier you to the front to protect you. Interrupt the autoplay. Reset your breath. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold it for 2 to 4 seconds, and exhale for 6 to 8 seconds. Do that a few times, then ask, "How old am I right now?" And let your body answer, not the room, not the past, and definitely not your anxious mind. Emotion reset. Soften your jaw. Drop your shoulders. Feel your feet again. Let the emotion have a moment of space without action or reaction. Emotion that is felt can move. Emotion that is outrun becomes residue. When the electrical body wakes up, root chakra, the 10-year-old self, and your actual life. December wakes up the deepest layer of you, the electrical body. You don't need to know anything about chakras for this to make sense. Just picture your nervous system as a house that develops from the foundation upward. In yoga and neurosomatic traditions, these layers are called chakras. But in soft power, they're simply your coherence ladder. Root, which is safety, belonging, stability. Sacral, which is emotional movement. solar plexus, which is truth, authenticity, and personal power. Heart is the connection and coherence. Throat is self-expression. Third eye is perception. And the crown is meaning and surrender. You can't stabilize the upper floors if the foundation is cracked. And here's the part most people don't know. Your root, your foundation, finishes developing at around age 10. This means your 10-year-old self was the last fully coherent version of you. Instinctive, intuitive, unmasked, unperformed, honest without strategy, reading the world through sensation, not survival. This is not your quote-unquote inner child. Your inner child holds the wounds. Your 10-year-old self holds the truth. They are the one who still knew your original settings before adaptation, performance, or self-abandonment began. And December wakes them up, not to regress you, but to restore you. The root reveals your original pattern. When the root activates, it exposes the exact survival pattern your body locked in during childhood. There are really only four: fight, flee, fawn, or flow. These are not personality traits. They are reflexes your 10-year-old body used when life surprised you. And they still shape your adult responses today, especially around vulnerability, intimacy, emotional contact, and the compression of the holidays. December doesn't create these patterns. It reveals them. Rediscovering your 10-year-old self, the questions that actually work. To reconnect to your 10-year-old truth, you don't need therapy-level introspection. You just need to feel back into who you were before you abandoned yourself. And ask, what genuinely excited me? What triggered my curiosity? And what bored me instantly? What offended or disgusted me that others seemed fine with? What did I notice that no one else seemed to pick up on? Who made me feel seen without performing? Who did I always have to become someone else around? Where did I feel most like myself, and where did I have to shrink? These are not nostalgic questions. They are neural diagnostics. They reveal your original moral compass, your intuitive intelligence, your early sensitivity signature, your authentic emotional wiring, your innate boundaries, your unedited truth, and your first experience of coherence. Your 10-year-old self wasn't naive. They were unbraced, unmasked, and aligned. They knew your truth before you learned to override it. Where your truth lives and why it matters now. Your truth lives in the solar plexus, your third chakra, just above the belly. This is the center of authenticity, boundaries, agency, presence, coherence, and self-trust. But you cannot reach truth if your root for safety and your sacral for emotional movement are still bracing. This is why rediscovering your 10-year-old self isn't sentimental, it's structural. You cannot fully love yourself until you are living in your truth. And you cannot live in your truth until you reconnect with the part of you that still knew what truth felt like. When you find that version of yourself again, your solar plexus wakes up, your heart field stabilizes, your breath softens, and the whole system begins to move toward coherence. This is the real offering of December, a doorway back to the version of you who never lied to themselves. Coherence in the physics of belonging. Coherence isn't just a personal state. It's the physics of belonging. The same organizing principles shared by flocks, forests, mycelial webs, coral reefs, schools of fish, migratory birds, and all living systems that self-organize through resonance instead of force. Every living network runs on coherence. Signals in tune, information moving freely, energy distributed across the whole. Humans were born with the same blueprint, but somewhere between childhood and adulthood, we lost the instinctive way of belonging we once carried effortlessly. We traded resonance for performance, attunement for adaptation, connection for coping, coherence for survival. And that is why December feels like contact. It presses on the exact places where your belonging fractured, where your system stepped out of resonance and began living around truth rather than through it. When your three bodies rise together during the holidays, they're not simply resurfacing memory. They're trying to return you to the same coherence every living system rests on. The coherence you were designed for, and the coherence your 10-year-old self still remembers. This is why the pull feels so deep. It's cellular. It's biological. It's ancestral. It's the physics of belonging waking back up in you. The landing, coming home to yourself. When December stirs your old patterns, it's not pulling you backward. It's pointing you home. It brings the 10-year-old you back into the room, the one who still knew what truth felt like, whose instincts hadn't been talked over, who didn't need to perform to belong. This season amplifies everything you've stored, not to overwhelm you, but to help you hear what has been waiting underneath. Your original coherence, your early intelligence, your unedited sensitivity, your first truth. December isn't asking you to fix anything. It's asking you to listen. Because when you remember who you were at 10, you remember who you are now. When you touch your original truth, your heart field stabilizes. When your heart field stabilizes, your coherence returns. And when coherence returns, your life begins to rearrange itself around what is real. This month isn't about performance. It's not about nostalgia. It's not about getting through it. It's about returning to the version of you whose words still matched your feelings, the ones whose inner world and outer expression were in alignment. If you let it, December becomes the doorway not into another holiday season, but into the beginning of your next becoming. Holiday bonus, the New Year's Eve effect, the quiet reckoning. The older we get, the more each year feels like both a blink and a reckoning. December is the mirror, January is the promise, but neither means anything if you're still split from yourself. The holidays aren't a test, they're an invitation to remember, to return, to root, to align, to stop clinging and choose mycelium, to rebuild coherence from the ground up, to become the person your 10-year-old self hoped you'd grow into. And if you let it, this season becomes the softest and strongest kind of turning point. The moment you stop abandoning the child who lived inside you and began living the life they always knew was possible. A life your next year is waiting for.